Bible broadcast. Now quickly turn your Bible to the book of Malachi, chapter 3. And for 4 days this week, I'd like to deal with the first 11 verses and speak about the first and second coming of our Lord. Now there was many signs that prevailed when he came the first time that are prevalent today. And as we make the comparison, I believe it'll be interesting. And I urge you, if possible, to have an open Bible, a pencil, piece of paper, and be ready for the sermon in just a moment. Now, Lord willing, I will conduct revival services through Wednesday night over at the East Hiram Baptist Church in Hiram, Georgia, where Brother Ricky Bice is pastor. I've been going with Brother Ricky for several years now. I've always enjoyed the fellowship and enjoyed being in his church, and I'm sure that this year will be no exception. And if you live in driving distance of Hiram, you come tonight at 7:30, and I know we'll have good fellowship together around the Word of God. And then, dear neighbor, I sent out last Christmas the Christmas songs of Helen Barth. Helen Barth is one of my favorite singers. In fact, she was voted one year the outstanding female singer in America. I understand she was a missionary. She got sick, came home, and then God used her in a tremendous way in the field of music. And I have 60 minutes of her beautiful, beautiful Christmas songs that I've collected through the year. And if you're interested in receiving one of these tapes, you stay tuned to the end of the program and I'll tell you how you may acquire it. Now, it's too early to play Christmas music, so I'm going to let you hear one of her sacred songs. And dear neighbor, I believe you'll agree with me when this song is finished that she has one of the sweetest voices that you've ever had the privilege to hear. And here's Helen Barth to sing for you, and then I'll come back and speak to you from the Word of God.
Yeah.
3, and I'd like for us to read together the first two verses for today's message. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts, or the Lord of armies. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. Now, these last words in the Old Testament, these chapters of Malachi, deals with the last days of that old economy, and they are appropriate for the days that you and I are now living in, the last days of grace. And dear neighbor, they were asking questions about his coming and about his appearance, and I suppose that there's more talking and preaching about the second coming today than any other day that's been since the early church, because history is really repeating itself. Today preachers are preaching about the second coming. Students are studying about the second coming. And, dear neighbor, scholars are writing about the second coming. But it's pretty apparent that most of the people of our world are not prepared for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what a tragedy this is, dear neighbor, that the God who created us and the God who went to Calvary to redeem us and the God that has blessings in both hands for us is being rejected, and the vast majority of the population will never experience and know about the goodness of God. For centuries in that Old Testament, the prophets had told the people that the Messiah would come. And now Israel is in a state of economic and political oppression, and they are asking, where is God? Where is God? And God reaffirms his word by sending the prophet and telling the people that the Lord whom they seek will suddenly come to his temple. And he came that first time just like the prophet said he would. And I want to preach this week about the first appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ and try to translate it over into modern language. Now notice the preparation for the Lord's coming at that first time. There was problems everywhere, dear neighbor. Political
problems and economic problems. Israel had come into a dark time of their history, problems everywhere. And the priests, who were the messengers of God, their message had failed because of their sins. They were reeling and rocking in their sins, and had blocked the road to the blessings of God, cut off the blessings of God from the people. And as we look across the world today, I believe that we would assume that the problems in the day of Malachi could not have been much worse than they are today. We have all of these social problems in our world today. We have all of these monetary problems when folk are committing suicide, almost like they did when the stock market bottomed out in 29. And worst of all, their spiritual problems on the right and on the left. And as it was in the day of Malachi, so it is today. Problems on every hand, and burdens on every hand. Dear neighbor, the only hope for the world is the coming again of the Messiah. Like he came the first time, he must come again in order to straighten out this world problem. There's no political leader in the world. There's no statesman in the world that can handle today's problems. Now, dear neighbor, the Bible teaches that the world has always been evil and bad, but the world has never had all of its problems focusing upon it at one time like it is in this generation. The world is like a sick old man, and the doctor can't cure one disease because of another disease, and he's just worn out, and the world is worn out, and it's winding down, and the only way the problems will ever be settled is by the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there was problems in the day of Malachi. And then there was a prophet, verse 1, God said, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, saith the Lord. And, of course, the messenger was John the Baptist, when you translate this over in the New Testament. And he prepared for the Lord's first coming and for the Lord to make an appearance in the temple of old. And John was really Elijah, dear neighbor, with another name. Elijah didn't die. He was caught away. And he came back in the person of John the Baptist, and he prepared the way and cleared the way for the Lord Jesus to come in that first coming. Now, in old days, when a king was going to travel the road, the servants were sent ahead to prepare the way. They'd fill up the holes in the road, they'd straighten out the curves in the road, and they prepared the way for the king to come. And John the Baptist came and prepared the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he'd done this by denouncing the sin of the people in the day and generation that he lived in. And surely there was a prophet of God that made the way, prepared the way, straightened out the crooked roads and filled up the holes in the road for the Lord, for the king to come. And so was John, preparing the way for the Lord Jesus to make his appearance at the temple. And I don't think that there's any prophets today dear neighbor, the prophets are all dead, and the apostles, there was only 12, and their names are inscribed in a stone in heaven, and there's no prophets and there's no apostles today. But you better believe that God has got some men in this world today, and they are screaming and preaching and crying and telling the people that the King's about to come. They are straightening out the road, dear neighbor, and preparing the way for the Lord. Before he came that first time, John prepared the way by his preaching. And today there's men on the scene, and they are preaching that the age is about to end, and that a new day is about to break. And the Lord Jesus, who died on a cross, is going to come again. Dear neighbor, their message is ringing out loud and clear, and their message is ringing out in a steady tone. I remember back several years ago, 20 years ago, I preached in the first church that I ever pastored. I had just got saved. I was a young man, and they called me to a little church away up in the country in Banks County. And one Sunday, I preached about the second coming of Christ. And an elderly man, a godly deacon, Mr. Floyd Jordan, came hurrying down to the front at the close of the message. And he said to me, "Preacher, I've been going to church ever since I was a little boy." And he must have been at least 60 then. And he said, "I've been going to church ever since I was a little boy. And until I was a grown man, I never did hear nobody preach about the second coming. And now you turn on the radio and preachers are preaching about it. And now you pick up the literature and the scholars are writing about it." And he said, "Why didn't they tell me when I was a little boy that the Lord was coming back again?" And I said, "Mr. Jordan, when you was a little boy, the Lord's coming was not near. But now, 40 years later, the signs of his return is everywhere. And God didn't put it in the heart of his preachers to preach about it 40 years ago. But now, godly men who have the call of God and the touch of God on their life are warning the people and preparing the way for the Lord Jesus Christ to come back again. And the preparations, dear neighbor, for his coming are being made by his servants today. And as he appeared suddenly to his temple that first time, he's going to come quickly again. And if you're not ready, you're going to be lost and cut off and left forever. This Bible said that the rapture will be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The fastest period of time is a moment. And the fastest movement in the human body is the twinkling of an eye. And the trumpet will sound. And those who have made the preparation will rise to meet him in the air. And then men and women, boys and girls, who are not saved will be left forever to live in a world where the moon turns to blood and the stars shake out of heaven. Oh, it'll be a dreadful time. And God has sent me to you this morning and trying to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus Christ to come in your heart And dear neighbor, he's warning this world and giving this world a chance to get ready, for he's coming real soon. And if you're not ready today, may God help you to get on your knees and become like a little child, confess your sin, and run into his comforting arms. And when he wraps you up in his arms of love, you'll never be the same again. Dear Lord Jesus, take these shattering remarks and bury them like an arrow in the heart of lost men, women, boys, and girls today. And may we hear that somebody's been saved through the preaching of the word. I pray in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. The time's gone. Pray for me. And tune in again the next time, is my prayer in his name. Amen.